The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time,
I Am Sequoia. High above, almost touching the stars, this little pine cone does something totally unexpected. What happens next will surprise you.
On the cover, in a forest at night, a single pine cone sits, nestled between patches of snow and sprouting plants. A red ladybug rests on a rock near the pine cone. The moon and stars rise over the snow-covered mountains and trees in the distance. In black letters, I Am Sequoia, A Pinecone's Adventure.
I am safe, high above. I see incredible sunrises and feel the warmth of the sun. I also see the sky that looks like it's on fire with the most beautiful sunsets. I am very high up.
High above distant mountains, two pine cones are attached to the limb of a tall tree. A small green frog sits on the limb. The yellow moon is high in the darkening blue sky, and the sun is setting in orange tones behind the mountains.
I am joyful and comfortable. I can see all the mountains. It feels like I can touch the stars. I am special. I can see more than anyone. I am strong. Nothing can bring me down.
A full yellow moon and bright stars dot the sky. Two pine cones are attached to a tree limb. Trees, rocks, and a river fill the valley, while white mountains tower in the background.
I begin hearing loud noises, and then I see flashes of light cracking through the sky. I am scared and feel unsafe. Everything is getting cold and wet, and the clouds are getting darker. The sun is disappearing quickly. I am closing up. I feel afraid and exposed.
Dark, angry storm clouds cross the sky and cover the sun, while lightning flashes in front of the distant mountains. Two pine cones, now covered with water, cling attached to the limb, high above the valley.
The wind begins blowing wildly. Everything is being shaken. I am losing control, and my strength is fading. Something snaps. Suddenly I am falling, and nothing is familiar anymore. I close up really tight. I'm very scared. I don't understand.
The pinecone falls from the limb as the sky lightens, and a blue butterfly flutters nearby. High above the distant mountains, the clouds are thin and wispy, and the sun is now low in the sky.
Before I know it, I hit the ground so hard. Crash! Crunch! Ouch! I am broken and bruised. I lay here, confused and hurt from what just happened to me. I am all alone. I feel disconnected from life as I knew it.
The single pine cone sits on the valley floor among rocks and sprouting plants. Many tall trees tower above, and a deer gazes toward the pine cone.
I hear crashing, crunching, and breaking sounds. Out of the deep forest, a very large bear is coming toward me. I don't know what to do, so I try to hide. Suddenly, I am covered by a huge shadow. I hear grumbling and growling sounds.
Walking along the valley floor, a brown bear moves toward the pine cone.
The bear is stepping on me, pushing me under the ground. I feel powerless. I don't like this place. It's cold, lonely, and dark. Why is this happening to me? I try to get up, but nothing works, and I am getting very tired. It's very quiet here. I am falling asleep now. Good night.
A large bare leg and paw step on top of the pine cone. The paw is furry and has 5 large claws. An orange dragonfly sits perched on a nearby plant.
I am having the strangest dream. I feel the ground shake and rumble around me. I am changing shapes and sprouting roots everywhere. Darkness suddenly bursts into light. I feel the warmth of the sun. Waking up, I understand that this is no dream. I am welcomed by new friends of all sizes and colors. I am surprised that I have new branches growing. Now I can reach for the sky.
On the valley floor, a small tree is growing in the place where the pine cone fell. Patches of snow and sprouting plants join a bird, a dragonfly, and a mouse in the valley. The sun is setting behind the mountains.
Sometimes I feel awkward and uncomfortable, but I am learning patience with all the new changes in my life. I am not alone or fearful anymore. I feel very loved and accepted just as I am. I am very thankful. I feel like I've been planted right where I am supposed to be. Life is good.
The snow has melted in the valley, leaving puddles behind. The tree has grown larger, and more flowers are blooming. Ladybugs, dragonflies, butterflies, and other bugs wander amongst the plants and flitter in the air.
I am looking up from where I was born. These trees are so big, they seem to disappear into the clouds. They look very friendly and kind. I feel comfortable around them. I feel I am one of them. I may be small in size, but inside, I feel incredibly large.
Looking directly up into the sky, tall trees tower all around the little tree. The sun blazes above the trees, while several yellow butterflies take flight.
I am growing stronger and bigger as the seasons pass. My old friends have gone, but I welcome new friends as they travel by. Cold winter snow, icy rain, and strong winds try to break me and bring me down. I reach deep into the ground and spread my roots. I feel protected, secure, and loved.
Snow again covers the river, rocks, and ground. The tree has grown larger and has snow in its branches. Several white foxes roam nearby.
I hear a gentle voice saying to me, "I've been waiting for you. Come on up. The view is amazing." Looking up, I see a giant tree. "Who are you?" I ask. "I am Sequoia. We are your family. Welcome home." I keep reaching higher and higher with all my new branches, growing taller each day.
Some of the snow has now melted, and sprouting plants cover the valley floor once more. The tree is growing even taller. A white wolf perches on rocks as the sun sets behind the distant mountains.
I am thankful for this old bear traveling by again. Many seasons ago, he changed my life by stepping on me. Everything became dark and cold. I remember being so fearful. I didn't understand. I wasn't sure I would see another day. Sometimes changes can be scary. It's strange how things seem to work out. I am grateful for today.
The tree is now as big as the other trees in the valley. A brown bear stands on its hind paws, with its front paws resting on the tree. The red ladybug watches from a nearby rock. A single pine cone rests on the valley floor in front of the tall tree.
Seasons have come and gone. My life has new meaning, and I'll never be the same. Life is an amazing adventure. I am very humble now to be the biggest tree in my world. I can see everything around me. I am alive. I am loved. I am Sequoia.
High above distant mountains, two pine cones are attached to the limb of a tall tree. A big brown bear walks away from the tree. A quarter moon is high in a dark blue sky, and the sun is setting in orange tones behind the mountains.
The end. Want to learn more about sequoias and how they grow? Go to our website for more information and special offers. www.iamsequoia.com. This has been I Am Sequoia, A Pinecone's Adventure. Written by E.P. Clanton. Narrated by Chris Snyder. Audio description narrated by Aaron Riemann. And written by Bonnie Barlow. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with vivid audio description of the pictures. Brought to you by imaginationvideobooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard.